Okay, if we can begin, I thought I was going to say we pretty much have an agreement on, I think, everything. Well, that, but not quite. So, actually, this is going to be relatively brief, and I know nobody else had any plans on Saturday. It's the last weekend, and you should, we expect everybody to stick with us throughout the weekend. We actually have been going back and forth. Representative Carlson and I spent quite a bit of time together last night going through numbers. What we're trying to do, just so everybody understands, is to establish target numbers for the divisions. And I know the House and the Senate conferees slash chairs have been spending time with each other. And I know from reports I've had from my side of the aisle, or table, that there are, in many respects, a number of places where we agree and think we can bridge some differences. There are some significant differences that remain toward the overall resolution. I've had a list put together of all language differences, and I think Representative Carlson indicated that if you don't have that same list, we'll make sure you get that within the next few minutes. So we can start looking at that. And I'm optimistic that we could see some resolution. There are a couple of pieces that, to be honest, are trickier, that we could see some resolution. I can't put a time on it, but sometime today, I hope. And if that happens, things will, I think, given the work that the eight conferees have done, that things will move quickly. And not just the eight people here, but also the chairs who don't serve as conferees. So I realize people came with a lot of excitement and anticipation today. And I don't know how many donuts we have left in my office, because you people didn't have quite enough, but like the first 10 people into my office could probably get a donut or something. Okay, thank you. So we're going to work. Our instruction is still to finish this bill by the end of the night tomorrow, and that's what happens the last part of the session, whether or not the weather's getting nicer or not, that everybody needs to stay tuned. Representative Carlson?
Well, I don't have much to add to what you had to say, other than I would suggest, and as I look around the audience, most of the people here have followed through the years conference committees, and they know that we're at that stage where we're working out some of the differences, and we will be, in the moment, the chair will be recessing the conference committee to a call of the chair. So we'll be continuing those dialogues throughout the day.
Yeah,
and I just would like to visit with our conferees when we recess, just so they're aware in our regular caucus room.
Yeah, and I'd like to do the same in my office for just a couple of minutes with our set of folks. We've also had a couple of calls from the governor's office, and you know, we need to take that into consideration as well. So we've been working hard, I can assure everybody in the room of that. As everybody knows, as Representative Carlson pointed out, looking around the room, not everybody, but most people here have hung around this process over the last several years. We're making progress, but it may be more than a step at a time, but it takes a few more steps. So any questions or comments from conferees? Representative Huntley.
Just as an announcement for those that haven't heard, Congressman Oberstar died last night in his sleep.
So sorry to, I heard that a couple hours ago, and sorry to hear that. Obviously, he did huge amounts for the state of Minnesota, to say the least.
Yeah. Thank you for making us aware and the audience aware.
So is there anything else further that so everybody stay in tuned. This, and as Representative Carlson said, this will be to the call of the chair.